Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
I heard this from Live the Web Girl, and I said, what? There's no way your mom or dad could be hiding something from each other. But apparently, they have been hiding something from their significant other. And we want to know from you, what did you hide? Or maybe you're currently hiding it. You could be anonymous. Just tell intern Chloe you don't want to, you know, say your name. You want to be anonymous when you call us at 833-563-2539. So Live the Web Girl, please tell me it's not so that Mama C or Papa C has been, keeping things on the DL?
Kind of, yeah. So my mom has been hiding something from my dad, not even fully on purpose. Like, she's trying to, like, go behind his back. But I guess, like, he just, like, didn't know, and it was just something they didn't talk about. But basically, my mom has been hiding an envelope of hard cash in, like, I guess, one of her drawers.
Okay.
And so she's just kept storing it, like, over the years. So, like, if my dad were to win, like, a big golf tournament, or would win, like, big money at this, like, blackjack table or something when they would go to Vegas, whatever it was, they would always split the winnings down the middle. Or, like, my grandparents used to give my parents, like, a check for Christmas or whatever. So whatever it was, they would always split it down the middle. And my mom has just saved hers over the years where, like, my dad has, like, used it for things.
So what are we talking here? Is it, like, a couple $100? Is it a couple $1,000? What level? Because it matters if it's, like, $100 or if it's, like, $8,000.
I'm going to assume it's probably in the couple thousands.
Okay.
That's a lot of money.
Significant amount.
Yeah. And so she's just been, like, you know, having it in a envelope, whatever. And, like, she was even going to surprise him with a trip with it. But either way, my mom was like, yeah, like, you know what? I'm going to pay for this dinner just out of the money I have. My dad was like, what money you have? Like, what do you mean? Because they have joint bank accounts. My mom has been a stay-at-home mother for, 30 years. So he's like, what do you mean, what money? What money? She's like, I don't know. I've just saved money over the years. He's like, what? You're hiding this from me? And she goes, I don't mean to, but yeah, I just have it just in case. I don't know if I want to surprise you or if I want to use it for something. Like, it's just my money and I just have it. And it just happens to be hard cash.
I think every woman, especially if they're a stay-at-home mom or if it's a stay-at-home dad, should have like a rainy day fund.
Like a runaway fund? Like, get the heck out of here?
I mean, an oh shoot crap fund, if you will. Yes. I mean, because you need to have like a couple of nights hotel stay. You need to have, you know, just something in case things go awry.
Hold on a second. When you were married, did you have this?
Not to that extent.
Okay.
I mean, because I did like a bunch of, not really. I should have. I mean, like, now, in retrospect, that would have been nice. But no. But I do recommend that. Because I know so many women that honestly are trapped in terrible relationships and they can't get out because of finances. They have no money. Like, no, and he would cut off access and they're trapped.
That sucks. Does anybody else have something that they were hiding or keeping from their significant other? Like a little secret? 833-563-2539.
So I'm going to say this right now just because I know my boyfriend Joel Daddy is not listening, but I have this thing called a squatty potty.
Love those.
Do you know what that
is,
Mackenzie?
Yes, the squatty potty is awesome.
Yeah, so it basically just, you know, was a little assister, a little kind of like stool, bench thing, I don't know, for your feet to assist you going to the restroom sometimes.
I've always wanted one.
I
secretly
have one, and
really?
I love it.
All right, this is what you're getting for Christmas.
My best friend got it for me for Christmas years ago, and I love it. And even though me and my boyfriend have been dating a year and a half, I still, till this day, whenever he comes over, I take my squatty potty and either hide it in my closet or I'll hide it in the bathroom. So my boyfriend has no idea that I even own a squatty potty because I'm way too embarrassed about it.
That's so funny. But it's like in the natural way you go.
Exactly. You know? Like, it brings back to caveman days.
Joe, I feel like you would be livid if you discovered she had like $6,000 like stashed in her underwear drawer.
Oh my God. I'd be like, hey, we have bills to pay. Why is this stocked up? Yeah, I would be really upset. I would have a big problem with that. Lindsay, you got any money saved up? What are you doing? What about you, Chops? Would you like, you were like in a 7-year relationship, and I know you're in a new one now. Like, how do you feel? Or did you have anything along the way?
Dude, I don't have anything to even hide. Like, yeah, hide my fake money.
You don't have anything? Like, no, not even like a picture of your ex or a stuffed animal from your ex or something
I feel
like,
well, hold on though. Let me tap on the money thing. I feel like, I bet there's somebody listening, and we'd love to hear from you, where they hid how much money, how much debt they had.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Like, they don't want to do
that's
that.
That's so true, I bet that. I bet,
Or, like, do you think somebody hit a kid, maybe? Ooh.
I had a friend hide that she was a virgin for a while. She just said, you know, like, no, I want to take it slow. I want to take it slow, whatever. And he just thought it was like, you know, going to happen eventually. And then finally, like 3 months down the line, she's like, okay, wait, no, I've been hiding this, but like, I actually am a virgin.
There's a guy who hid, and I understand because it's embarrassing, but he could not rise to the occasion.
Oh.
And he would blame, oh, and he would just kept putting it off. And this, the girl's stunning. And she was just like, God, something's wrong with me. Like, he's not even trying. And come to find out, he was just hiding that, which I understand for a male, that can be an issue. But I feel like he should have been honest because she felt like it was her in the relationship. Like, he wasn't attracted to her. Like, and really was his issue. He wouldn't be honest about it.
833-563-2539. Be honest. You can even be anonymous if need be. What did you hide? Or maybe what are you currently hiding from your significant other? It's Joe and McKenzie. Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now. We want to know, what did you hide from your significant other? Liv the Web Girl found out, and apparently her dad did too, that their mom had some money stored away, cashed away on the side from Christmas that she had, like up into the thousands of dollars over the years she saved up. And we also found out, because Liv the Web Girl's boyfriend's not listening, she's got a secret squatty potty. Where do you hide this? Like in the bathtub? Where's it go?
Yeah, so like if he's coming over, I'll either hide it in my closet and like shut the door, or I will hide it in the bathtub so like the shower curtain is like covering it.
Have you guys gone to the bathroom though? I mean, you guys have been together for a while, so yeah. I mean, he knows. Like, have you been with him when you had a go-go?
Oh, I mean, okay. I go, yeah, definitely. Definitely. And you can always tell he's like way more, you always can tell with him because it's like, whoa, Colton's disappeared for about 20 minutes. And you're like, where has he got? Like, it takes him a while.
I feel like it's weird too when you're new and you're kind of dating. And like, if say you go away for a weekend or something and you're like staying in the, it's like so awkward. So I had a total conversation with my girlfriends about it. We're like, what do you do if you have to like go and you don't want to? It's so that you like turn on the shower or something. Like you go in the restroom, but you have to make it like.
Mackenzie, are you taking a shower right now? Do you need a towel? Do you need a towel? A washcloth?
Because it's like so awkward.
833-563-2539. Anonymous, what do you want to share?
Yeah, so I'm pretty boring, but I had a cousin who passed away pretty suddenly at the age of 30 a couple of years ago. And he had a child and a significant other that was in his life that we knew about. But then a couple of days after he passed, this Facebook post came up on his page. Rest in peace to the father of my child, and we had no idea who this person was.
What?
What?
Didn't show up to the funeral, didn't see them, but there is another child out there that we have no idea who it is.
That's insane.
It's like a soap opera.
Dun, dun, dun. That's kind of what happened. That's what happened at my dad's funeral when he passed away like 11 years ago. We're up there and like we're by the casket, me and my brother, my mom, even though my parents weren't together anymore. And this guy comes up with a kid and I didn't recognize him. But then again, there's a lot of people I didn't recognize. And he's like, oh, hey, I'm your half brother. I'm like, excuse me?
Oh, my God.
And I don't know. It's been 11 years. Like now with like DNA kits and Ancestry.com, like he won't do it now.
Really?
Yeah. So like I want to know if you're my bro or not. Let's do this so we can find out. But Anonymous, thanks for calling in. That's a crazy story. Absolutely insane.
It's like mind blown emoji right now. Like happening.